I wonder if the forgivable nature of plagiarism is connected, one, to the profile of some of the people who engaged in it. Mark Driscoll, these allegations about Craig Groeschel. These are men with huge followings, and it's very difficult for people to believe the brand is fundamentally corrupt.
Right.
Secondly, I think, as with all examples of theft, which is what plagiarism is, theft can seem like a victimless crime if it's not your property being stolen.
Right.
It's only the lord of the manor who objects to his deer being poached. The people in the village might see the poacher as a romantic figure. It's only when it's your property that's being plundered. And I think certainly as an academic, with my background training as an academic, plagiarism is the supreme sin. I think in the academic world, you could murder your wife and still be taken seriously as an academic. You could not plagiarize and be taken seriously as an academic. It's considered that serious in the academic world. And, tragically, as is so often the case, evangelicalism, big church evangelicalism, has much lower standards than the pagan world out there.
Right.